Awards and Memories. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest wrap-up. I'm Dan Bross. Quest mushers, fans, and officials gathered Saturday night for the annual Finnish banquet in Fairbanks. Mushers took to the microphone to recount their experiences on the trail, while awards recognized achievements. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
The UConn Quest, it said, is made up of 1,000 miles, put on by 1,000 people, and told in 1,000 stories. But to tell these stories in just 3 minutes on the radio is impossible. So here's a distillation of the 2019 Quest in just 3 themes for which it might be best remembered. The first is Brent Sass and the standard he set for dog care.
Please welcome Brent Sass.
Sass won the race with all 14 of his dogs, the second year in a row that has happened. For his accomplishment, he snagged the Veterinarian's Choice Award at the banquet on Saturday evening.
This is the award that really means everything.
Sass said that he won the award the first time he won the Quest in 2015, and it still hangs on his wall at his home in Eureka.
Winning is awesome, but being the person picked that said you took the best care of your dogs, there's just nothing better.
But like a true musher, Sass gave credit to his dogs, a team mostly composed of 2 and 3 year olds.
We all mushers talk about that magic carpet ride, and I had it.
Last year was the first year in Quest history in which all 14 dogs of the winning team were in the harness at the finish when Alan Moore did it. And even farther back in the pack, dog care was an emphasis. Remy LeDuc, a rookie musher from New Brunswick, had to wait 24 hours in Pelly Crossing while his dogs recovered from a mysterious GI issue. He started out on the trail from Pelly in 30th place out of 30 teams.
Whoa, sick again. So then, wait, see the other thing pass. Anyway, it was just like a yo-yo, you know, shoom, 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 shoom.
When he finished, his dogs were diagnosed with Giardia, possibly from contaminated water. But his diligence, patience, and good spirits with his dogs earned him the Challenge of the North Award. The second thing that this year's Quest might be remembered for is the great blizzard on the Stees Highway, which hit the mid-pack and back-of-the-pack racers.
It's the worst I've ever seen it up there in 49 years.
They were the worst conditions I've ever been in.
That was the hardest thing I've ever done, probably.
60-mile-per-hour winds, visibility less than the distance between trail markers, and mutinying dogs were just some of the few challenges. Rob Cook won a sportsmanship award, voted on by fellow mushers, for his captaincy up and over Eagle Summit in some of the worst conditions that any of the mushers faced.
We could only talk from one team to the next. I couldn't communicate with Jason. I could only communicate with Andy because he was behind me. And Andy would communicate with Jason.
But Cook said there are no heroics. The teams were in survival and cooperation mode.
I feel a bit of a fraud because it wasn't just me up there. Everybody who was there would have done exactly the same thing as me.
And finally, the third and final characteristic of this year's race was a hands-down, incontrovertible Quest record. The oldest finisher in history. 78-year-old Iditarod finisher Jim Lanier suffered through a gashed face before Braeburn, a bruised rib coming into Pelly, and a knocked-out front tooth before Dawson. And that was before the Great Blizzard.
Why didn't I do it years ago?
That's Lanier at the finish. He said his wife forbid him from attempting the Iditarod again a few years ago after he had scratched from that race several times in a row. But it inspired him to try something even harder, despite some concerns from his family. He persevered and was met with a standing ovation at Saturday's ceremony.
Don't let anyone tell you you're too old.
He said that even he had doubts about his quixotic dream before the start.
I dreamed about this race. I thought it was impossible. People said it was impossible for me to enter and complete this race.
And while he certainly surprised himself with his finish, despite the tough conditions this year, he had one more surprise saved up for Saturday's banquet. Lanier has a tradition of composing songs on the trail and performing them at Iditarod banquets. This year's tribute to the Quest was something special.
This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far.
This year, Lanier and his fellow racers got to see just how hard the Quest can be, and prove once again the resilience of men and women, and the dogs who run with them. Reporting at the end of the UConn Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.